World economy biggest danger to capitalism is capitalism red car steel plant to close after a century of production, raw material prices collapsing, China's economy slowing, the ongoing euro crisis. Robin Clapp examines the world economy's deepening woes. 8 years on from the crash that led to the Great Recession, the global monetary system remains unreformed and unstable. Recovery has been very weak by historical standards. Yet, despite the euro crisis, worsening instability in the Middle East and now the emerging panic in developing economies as a result of China's slowdown, stock market prices have generally continued to rise. The reason is simple. The world's main markets have been pumped full of stimulants in the form of quantitative easing care, money creation programs adopted by central banks. These, coupled with unprecedentedly low interest rates, have been the oxygen masks that have allowed the patients to imagine they are recovering. In reality, they now threaten to become triggers for the next economic crisis. There has been no attempt to address the main structural problems of the past three decades. The top 10% of US households took almost all of the income gains when the US economy was recovering between 2009 and 2012. The other 90% saw their living standards fall. Productivity growth in the UK remains chronic, as evidenced in a recent damning speech by Bank of England Deputy Governor John Cunliffe. In the 10 years prior to the crisis, growth in the hours worked in the UK economy accounted for 23% of overall economic growth. IMF. The mainstay of economic growth, the other 77%, came from growth in productivity. Since 2013, only 9% of UK annual economic growth has come from productivity improvement. The remaining 91% has come from the increase in the total hours worked. Now the IMF warns of an increased risk of a new global financial crash because of the worldwide impact of China's retrenchment and a dramatic decline in world trade, which contracted by 8% in the first half of 2015. It points to instability and recession hanging over economies including Brazil, Turkey, Australia, and Malaysia that could knock 3% off global GDP total output, downgrading its forecast for global growth in 2015 to 3.1%, the weakest performance for 6 years. When the US eventually puts interest rates up, households and firms from Indonesia to Turkey, that have borrowed trillions of dollars, face sharp rises in interest and repayment costs in terms of their local currencies. Nosedive. Ominously, figures show that total net capital outflows from the 19 largest emerging market economies in the 13 months to July were almost double the net outflow during the 9 months following the 2008 banking collapse. The Great Crash of 2007 to 2009. The still unresolved euro crisis and now the nosediving of developing economies as the Chinese economic juggernaut stutters are all feeding off of each other and exposing capitalism's impasse. These economic uncertainties have forced the US to postpone even a minute rise in interest rates at this stage, in recognition of the dangerous conjuncture of deflationary pressures, tit-for-tat currency devaluations and paralysis that stalk the world economy. Rarely have so many central banks been so ill-equipped to manage another recession, with almost all having much less room for financial maneuver than in 2007. Socialism. US factory orders fell more than expected in August, and last month business activity in New York contracted for the first time in 8 months, evidence that weaknesses in the global economy are washing onto American shores. This echoed the World Bank's warning that weak consumption, anemic investment and low inflation could feed on each other in a deflationary spiral, leading to entrenched global stagnation. No wonder the chief executive of Unilever has warned that the biggest danger to capitalism is the operation of capitalism itself. Production for profit can never deliver long-term economic stability. Crises like this are not an exception for capitalism, it's the way the anarchic profit system operates. The only way out is the socialist alternative. The economy can't be left in the hands of big business, which exists only to make a profit. Instead, workers should own and control the wealth that they produce. Only democratic socialist planning can deliver a stable economy where production is geared to meet people's needs.